Hello, we're the Stellar Sons and Daughters, and we are really excited to be here at Enter the Shell, and this first song is called Concord.
Broadcasting live from NoHo 2 Studio. It is the Enter the Shell show. We have a packed house today. What a beautiful crowd. Hello, everyone. Everyone's stunned. I love it. No worries. How's it going? We have today with us Stellar Sons and Daughters, which you can find on their website, stellarsonsanddaughters.com. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I actually got to check you guys out. It was August 19th. It was in Woodland Hills. It couldn't have been the most hottest day in my entire life. And this was the cool part. You guys got to open up for Jefferson Airplane. So that was a really cool experience. Can you tell me a little bit about that and how you guys got to do that?
We knew someone who knew someone who was running the thing type of situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that kind of opportunity is not saying it doesn't happen all the time, but you know, Jefferson Starship, for those that don't know, they're a really cool band, and what I like about them is that they transcended genres, you know, and for them to have you guys on, I think it really meant something, because I saw that you guys were on the bill, and I was waiting, dying in the heat, and I was like, who the hell are these people coming on, you know, and then you guys come on. And I will say this, the entire crowd started dancing, and I was transfixed and transformed into like the 1960s. It was so refreshing to hear your guys' sound, especially amplified going out into the masses, which, you know, I love the audio that we're doing, but at the same time, it doesn't give you guys justice as far as being in an open venue. Can you tell me a little bit about how you guys came with the sound? Because at the same time, you guys are fairly young, right?
Yeah.
You guys, can I say you guys are like teenagers? Mm, yeah.
Like 19, 20.
Okay.
You span the genre.
You do.
The genre
of age.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Like, it's very rare for people your age, you know, to kind of go and dive into this kind of style of music, where, you know, a lot of kids and people your age, they're into like the pop and things like that, you know, maybe even the dubstep. Can you tell me, you know, why you guys focused on this kind of genre?
I'd say that before we were a band called Hush No More, and it was way more toned down. It was more of like a acoustic alternative kind of sound. And then we just kind of wanted something like louder and something that we could dance to and something that really that we could play on stage, you know, just really go full force into it. So that's a lot where the sound came from, is just kids just want to be loud, you know.
Now, can you tell me, your name is Jordan, right?
Yes.
Can you tell me about your voice? I really enjoy your voice.
Thank you.
It's very unique. It's very it brightens up the tone in the music, yeah. You know, can you tell me about finding your voice?
Yeah, it's actually really funny. I've never really been a singer until I just started a band and I sang in it, and I had never even sung before that. So that was really interesting. But in Hush No More, what he was talking about, I sing completely differently than I do now. And I think it's just a little bit more of a rock voice, I guess. It's what naturally comes out. What I was playing before in Hush No More, I feel like I was trying to make it something that it wasn't. So just from listening to, like, I don't know, classic rock, like, it just came from that, I guess. I don't really know. It's just a really deep voice. I don't know.
Tell me about putting this band together. There's five of you. Usually when bands start, it's usually going to be three people, and then they just build their way up. Was that the case for you guys?
Kind of, sort of, a little bit.
Yeah. Eric and Rosie joined in when we were transferring into Stellar Sons and Daughters from Hush No More. And then, yeah, that's how it all came about.
Are you guys sons and daughters of each other?
Yes.
Yes, we are. You guys are all somehow related to each other?
No, not at all.
But we're all really stellar.
Very stellar.
The drum roll.
Yeah. Thank you.
You gotta be ready,
right? Come on, man. Put on the show here. But that's cool. I love your guitaring.
Thank you.
If I could call it that. I just made that up, yeah, as I'm coughing. but tell me about that. You were just, it seems like you just love to wail. When you were with your previous band, did you feel constricted, or?
There was definitely, I was more of just the guitarist, you know, the guy who stands there. He does a solo or two, and he does, you know, he does the backing of all the tracks, but it wasn't really, like, me yet, you know. I hadn't really found a voice within the band. And then there was so much space for us as when we broke away from that we really were all able to find our own sounds and very cohesively bring it together and just create the sound.
Well, let's cohesively create some more sound,
yeah,
as we go into another song. We are going to hear Strawberry Jam, and we're going to have more with my guests, Stellar Sons and Daughters, all that coming up next right here on the Enter the Shell show. Mm-hmm.
know where to lie. Well, I wrote you a letter.
sonsanddaughters.com is where you can find them at. And you guys are rocking very hard there.
Thank you.
I loved it. You know what I love? I love when we go into the next song, because then you start to wail on your guitar, and then like my eardrums are just like shaking up.
That's great. That's the idea.
tell me about the venues you've played. Are they very accepting of your sound as far as when new people show up? You know, do they really get it? Do they dig it?
This is a good question.
Yeah. I mean, we played a lot of shows, you know, on Sunset Boulevard, like Whiskey, Roxy. I think they're on Sunset Boulevard.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Like right next to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we played there. We played The Joint. We just played a few weeks ago. And I feel like most of the time people kind of like what you said, they like that we're playing kind of old school rock, even though we're like 19 and 20 and 21 today.
Today, happy birthday.
Yeah.
You could buy me a beer later. How about that? Or not, you don't have to drink. It's cool. But that must seem very strange though. I mean, how long have you guys been this band, other than like your other band?
Almost a year. A year, probably. Yeah.
Coming up on the anniversary. I hope you guys remember. There was an incident. We played in Thousand Oaks at this art walk, and we had assumed that if they had booked the band, that they had listened to the band. You know, they knew what kind of style we were and how loud we were going to be. We got there, and there were some, I think they were Celtic, or
there were Scottish Celtic dancers.
Scottish dancers. Yeah. That was the opening act. So
brilliant.
It was a tough act to follow. Yeah, yeah. No, but we approached the stage, and we got on the sound check. Sound great. And then we're told that we need to turn down, and that really doesn't work too well with our music. Like, that's not the secret ingredient that we're usually peppering in. It's usually turn up louder, you know. But we were at the last song, and I kept inching up my amp just a little bit, you know, because I needed a little bit of something to play around with. And this guy comes over, and he comes over to Tyler on the drums, and he's like, "Hey man, stop! You gotta stop! You gotta stop!" And we're all baffled on stage. It's like the last song, the last chorus.
Yeah, he was interrupting.
Oh my god! And so I go up to the mic, and I knew that I shouldn't be loud, but that's the only like answer, the only truth that was shining through this horror. Horrible. I don't know. It was horrible. And so I started screaming, obviously.
Wow.
Into the mic, you know, screamed the rest of the words. Then they just unplugged us. So it was just power out. And then The riotous ensues as we exit the stage. But
I think a few people were kicked even.
It was bad. It got dirty. It was bad.
Well, so what did you learn from that experience?
I mean, maybe people who walk around and look at art for their homes aren't the best audience for, you know, something stellar, Sons and Daughters. I mean, you guys can still listen if you guys are listening right now, but I mean, it's for everybody.
Can I tell you something? I think they are good for your music, and this is what I'm proposing, and maybe you guys could do it at a venue or something, but you guys should get a painter or some sort of artist, and then as you guys are playing, they paint a portrait in the background. That'd you know, be cool. I think that would really complement kind of your guys' music and style.
Interesting, yeah.
Right? Just to combine the two, because I think it would really work kind of well with whatever. I'm not a painter yet, but maybe one day.
Yeah, I was going to ask if we could hire you for that job.
I could draw a mean stick man. That's about it. Jordan, can you tell me something? You're a little bit shy.
Yeah.
tell me about kind of overcoming that, because you are kind of the front woman. Yeah. I mean, I love the dynamic between you two, because I've always been a fan of the male female, you know, vocals, vocal, you know, sometimes going back and forth or harmonizing. Yeah. But tell me about how you have trying to break away from the shyness, because you're pretty much kind of like the face.
I mean, I haven't really broken away from the shyness, I guess. You can definitely see that, obviously, but I don't know, I have so much fun playing, so it's not even a worry anymore when I get on stage. I mean, Rosie and I will have our little like moments where we get a little nervous, and then we just like snap out of it and the show starts, and it's always so much fun. So I definitely get over the shyness, but I guess it just still shines through in my performance.
That's cool, but at the same time it kind of brings somewhat of a mysteriousness to you.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be like this really cool rock star, obviously.
Now, we do have an extra mic for our lovely audience. Does anyone have a question? You can ask him anything. For example, this just happened to me recently, and I went to my personal Twitter to look for answers. I'm a big fan of pizza, but most importantly, extra sauce. I had no idea that it would be such a polarizing thing. There are some people that just don't like extra sauce, that take the pizza for what it is. And there are some people that love extra sauce on their pizza. So I was very curious to see your guys' perspective on extra sauce.
I think you need to take the pizza as it comes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I like the extra sauce once in a while, you know, just pepper it on like real thick. Yeah, you just get it going, you know, it's just that taste.
Oh, and then the bread. You guys are missing out.
I'm actually definitely pro extra sauce.
Yeah.
I've always been my whole life.
Since you were a wee lad.
Since a child, yes.
I feel like it's more about extra cheese. That's what I'm about.
Please? Yes.
I don't know. I you know, it's weird, and I'm going to get tons of hate mail, but you can overdo it on cheese.
That's a lie.
Bold-faced lie.
Yeah. Defend yourself. Why?
Because cheese is delicious.
It really is.
Because cheese is delicious. That's my answer. I don't need to defend myself.
Deal.
Nothing to be defended here.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take another break. And we are going to hear the song Bite the Bullet. And I'm going to put you guys in the celebrity corner because I'm interested to see your guys' thoughts on celebrity. And we're going to have more with my guest, Stellar Sons and Daughters. All that coming up next right here on the End of the Shell show.
Thank you. bite the bullet. But you're gonna bite the bullet.
Oh my God, that was great.
Thank you.
That was so fun. I just went on such a musical roller coaster with that song. That song sounds like it should be like a part of a soundtrack or something like that.
That'd be awesome, yeah.
It's very soundtracky.
I've always imagined like a huge explosion and then just like cats kind of running around all over, you know.
Because it would have to be cats.
Yeah, no. It'd be a movie about cats.
Have you guys decided on making your first video? Because I did go to your guys' YouTube, and for the most part, all it is just like studio sessions and stuff like that.
We really want to do that, and we've been talking about it for a while. We just really need to commit to it. We've thought of a couple ideas, thought of a couple places to shoot one. We just need to actually do it, so hopefully we will soon.
Is that tough, trying to get everyone to actually do it? Does it take?
I mean, we're also busy with school and work, and we live in different areas now, and so yeah, it's difficult, but I mean, I feel like we're all still here, so.
Right. Right. Do you know what the song is going to be for this video?
I don't know. We haven't.
Can it be Bite the Bullet so we can get the explosion with the cats?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Once that song is fully done being recorded, because we haven't released like the studio recording of it yet, but possibly.
That'd be cool. You know what I envision? I envision spy versus spy. Ooh. Like you two versus each other.
I feel like we talked about that once. Right. Sort of.
For Bite the Bullet, it would be great. And then, like, these guys are, like, snipers trying to kill. See, they're trying to kill you guys while you guys are trying to kill each other. It's very...
No, that's a good idea.
It's very complex.
It's a love triangle.
Yeah. Shot in black and white, of course.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Speaking of movies and stuff like that, it's now time to get into the celebrity corner. And I'm very curious as to... What are your guys' thoughts on celebrity? Because let's face it, you guys are big time. You guys are going to explode, sell a gajillion copies. You guys are going to be known worldwide. But let's talk about that notion of cameras being on you and trying to be comfortable with that.
Are we looking at me?
Who wants to start, Jordan?
I love it.
Who wants to start, Jordan?
I mean, I have not given that really any thought. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess that would be weird, but I haven't thought about that. I think we're mostly focusing on you know, having fun. If that happens, that'd be awesome because we all want to do music. But yeah, the thought of cameras on me is kind of weird.
She's
because
so excited
I'm very
about
shy.
It.
Yeah.
As the
so
cameras
I don't think
on
I'd
you.
Like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, but what about you guys? Everyone else in the band, tell me about kind of the notion of celebrity. Do you feel that you guys are, you know, getting popular and that idea of celebrity is kind of hovering around you guys?
Well, I think that the way that we approach the music is not, it's not from this whole professional level where we're getting the gig, we get out, we play the show, we're on the bus, we're out of there, you know? It's very like, you come to our shows and we treat you like you're our friends, you're our family, but you're just another Stellar Sundern daughter, you know? You're here with us just experiencing what we are creating, and just all this energy is going around, and, you know, we could sell a million copies and we could do all those cool tours, and I'm not saying that I would not like to do that. But for right now, I think all that's important is the energy that's going through the band and the people who come and watch, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of good energy. Mm. Do you want to say something?
Yeah, I mean, it's just pretty much what Jordan and Tyler said. What Jordan said more. We just have a lot of fun doing it. I mean, we haven't really given much thought about being famous. We just do what we love, you know?
Yeah. Are you guys familiar with the guy Rick Springfield?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So he just did something that was really cool. He was in New York, and he did an impromptu concert, and he did Jesse's Girl, which I thought was really cool. It was acoustic. It was down in the subway. Did you guys see this? You guys
No.
were looking at me like you did. Okay. I'm very curious if you guys thought about doing some sort of impromptu acoustic, like just real quick, you know, just set. Just go down somewhere, play, film it, see if people respond, and then just get out.
Well, you know, we actually did do that once. We just went to some random park. We just brought like floodlights. We just cool. set up a drum set real quick, and we just kind of did an acoustic version of Concord.
Uh huh.
And it went pretty well, except for some people in the park.
Oh yeah.
Start yelling at us. even with my drum with the towel over it, it's still very loud.
Yeah.
And we did do it at like 10:30.
Yeah,
night.
I was gonna say it was kind of late. People are trying to go to sleep, and then we're over there playing rock and roll.
We get yelled at a lot, and I don't think it's proportional to how nice we are.
Yeah, we're like.
That's funny. Neil Young, are you guys familiar with Neil Young?
Oh my goodness, yes.
That's really strange that you brought that up because I am seeing him tomorrow night.
No.
And I'm so excited.
how are you seeing him? Tell me.
Well, my mom bought tickets and I was the person she invited. So.
Nice. That's really cool. Well, get this. He's probably going to do this song and it's called Ramada Inn. Okay. And if he does do it, you're in for the greatest bathroom break of your life. Because, and I'm not saying the song's not good, but what I'm saying is it's a 17 minute long song. Okay. Mm. And that led me to this thought, this whole notion of I like songs. I like long songs. One of my favorite songs, Paranoid Android by Radiohead.
Oh,
three songs mashed into one, right? It's like 9-10 minutes, right? But it's a really good song. There's something about going that extra, you know, 17 minutes that's like really, do you really think 17 minutes can really encapsulate a song? And I'm very curious to know if you guys have played a long song or do you guys have a long song?
I think our longest song is like maybe a little over 6 minutes.
Yeah.
So that, we haven't gotten to that 17 minute mark yet. Yeah.
Please don't.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that's I think it's kind of cool when a band can play that long. But you're right. I mean, you really need to capture people's interest if you're going to play as long of a song as that. I mean, people will probably just flip to the next one if it's like, all right, it's been the same thing for like 15 minutes now.
You expect me an extra 2 minutes? Oh, hell no. Lastly, it's kind of been teased, but I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. Okay, I'm 99% it's going to happen. So you heard it here first. If not, you already heard it. Beyonce is going to be set to do the Super Bowl for this year. And I'm very curious as to your thoughts on that, because they've had The Who, they've had the Rolling Stones, they've had Madonna, and now Beyonce. I'm very curious to see if there will be somewhat of a, you know, Destiny's Child kind of reunion going on, because I think that's what a lot of people would like to see
happen,
right? That would be really cool.
Jeez, don't get me excited like that.
I mean, Kelly Rowland and that other girl that everyone always refers to as the other girl.
The other girl, yeah.
They really need the money, I'm sure. But I'm curious about your guys' thoughts on Beyonce. And does she have that kind of Super Bowl music, that kind of, you know, 60,000, you know, crowd-pleasing music?
I don't have a lot of thoughts on Beyonce. A lot of people like her, I think.
Are you a fan of hers?
I don't. Yes. Yes. If pinned against a wall and forced to pick yes or no, am I a fan? I'd say yeah. I like Single Ladies.
Good song.
On occasion.
Right.
If I'm feeling dancey.
I mean, there's no denying that she's an amazing singer. Obviously, I think. Yeah, she's an amazing singer.
Sure, she could do the Super Bowl. Why not?
I bet you, and we'll take bets right now. I bet you their baby, Blue Ivy, will come out and be the first baby to play a Super Bowl.
Oh gosh,
that's gonna be horrible.
I hope they cover her delicate little ears.
Maybe. We'll see. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's hear another song, and then we're going to get into shoutouts, and we're going to find out the moral of today's show right after we hear the song Weird Planet, which, by the way, that's the title of your guys' latest EP, right?
Yeah.
And you guys are giving that away for free on your Bandcamp, correct?
Oh, yeah, it's all free. It's all there.
I'll tell you what. I'll embed that on the show notes so people can listen to it as well as download it. On enterthesheld.com because it's a really cool thing that you guys are doing, and I love that you guys are giving it away for free. And we're going to have more with my guest Stellar Sons and Daughters, all that coming up next right here on the Enter the Shell show.
We get money for sale.
Oh man, I'm so sad that we're almost done. I want to keep you guys here forever. I'm very curious though. How much more music do you guys have? I know we were kind of talking about mastering. Bite the Bullet? Are you guys already working on another album?
Yeah. So we have those three recordings up on our website. Those are the ones that are done right now. But we have already started finishing up the rest of our songs. So there will be like 9 songs, I think, right?
9 songs, yeah.
And then once those are done, which hopefully they will be in a few weeks, it'll be out.
We're getting pretty close. We've been working on it the last couple of weeks a lot. And hopefully, I'd say November is a good shot for when the full album will come out.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm very excited. I can't wait to hear just more of your music. It's now time for shout outs. And do you guys have any shout outs that you guys would like to give?
Oh my goodness.
I'd like to give a shout out to the person who's recording our album, who happens to be, I guess, Tyler's dad too.
I guess.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They're
but yeah, if, Bob Weitz, if you're listening, this is for you.
And I just want to give a shout out to, you know, all our friends who came down here and everything.
Yeah, the lovely studio audience. Thank you guys. Thanks for stopping on by. That was great. And you have a question? Here, jump on in. We got time for one. Whichever.
I have a shout out. I just want to say happy birthday to Tyler Weitz.
Oh, okay. Whichever. Happy birthday. Shall we sing happy birthday to him?
Yes.
Ready?
No.
One, yes. Two, three.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha, cha, cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
dear Tyler.
Happy
birthday to you.
And many more.
That's great.
You guys, for musicians, that was pretty horrible.
That was really bad.
I thought that sounded really sort of interesting and unique.
It was kind of experimental take on it.
Yeah, it really was.
I appreciate it very much.
Well, I got some shout-outs. I would like to thank David for being the guest videographer. Thank you so much for stopping on by. And by the way, it was me and him together that actually saw you guys play.
Cool. We're so glad that happened.
Yeah.
And here's a crazy part was I wanted to approach you, but we were just busy, you know, at our booth. So I didn't get the opportunity. But I don't know if it was your manager. Do you guys have a manager or somebody?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Annie. Blonde.
Maybe her. Maybe Chica. Annie. Yeah. Well, either Annie emailed me or somebody emailed me prior to me even knowing you guys to get you on the show. Like, who was that?
I thought that was you.
Yeah. Was that Tyler?
Tyler, yeah.
Hey, Tyler, good job. Great job. So, you know, so then I got to see you guys again. And then I'm like, whoa, holy cow. I'm getting these guys on. I was very happy. Shout out to Steve Sculler, sculler.com. All this delicious audio that you're listening to, that is being engineered by him. So if you ever need your audio engineered, or you guys need another record guy or something, mm-hmm. Log on to sculler.com. Do you guys have smartphones?
Yes.
Okay. Now, does it have Stitcher on it?
I don't. No.
What is that?
Your phones are not smart enough. You guys need to step up your game and log on to Stitcher.com because the entire Enter the Shell podcast network is streaming on there. So let's say you don't have time to go. I love how this is the old-fashioned way. Go to EnterTheShell.com, you know, right-click, save as, and then download the show. Let's say you don't have time for that. You're a band. You're on the go. You're flying to Australia and then Russia the next day. You guys are pretty big, right? Well, I'll tell you what. You just go to Stitcher.com. And then from there, you just type in Enter the Shell, and the Enter the Shell podcast network will appear. And then it updates itself automatically, so you could just stream the entire podcast network from your phone. So very simple, very easy. Log on to Stitcher.com for that. Cool? Now, what do you guys think of the studio NoHo 2?
Oh my gosh. It's so exciting.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
Right? Well, if you guys ever want to film like a video in here, or you know, show, you know, a video, or if you guys want to, you know, I don't know, do a photo shoot in here, maybe do some, you know, I don't know, go crazy, paint.
So many cool, possibilities.
Yeah, yeah, there's a gajillion possibilities here at NoHo 2 that you could do. Log on to NoHo2.com. Speak with Mark Doty about running this place out. Cool?
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, it is now time to find out the moral of the show, and I will pull out the Demoralizer 3000. Say a few magical words. Spies, bite the bullet, Jefferson Airplane, age, heart, David, delicious audio, Rick Springfield, and Beyonce. That means it's done if you can rip open up that envelope.
All right.
And read us the moral of today's show.
And the moral for this week is, why is it so hot and why are these the only pants in my life?
There it is. That is the moral for today's show. My guests have been Stellar Sons and Daughters. You could find them on their website, stellarsonsanddaughters.com. And we leave you now with Heart of Stone.
With your heart of stone.
with your heart of stone. With your heart of stone. With your heart of stone.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the End of the Shell Show, and we are out of here. Later.